the review. Turn back to Daptes. Sadly again on Thursday, but critical issue you have to have clear. The big sugya is all built on it. We have it 10-12 lines from the top on Taptes Amad Aleph. Boy mine Yahu Saba de Rabbi Yochanan. Higia is Vesto bimei Yibur v'lobot komahu. That shite alone, simple pshat would mean not bimei Yibur, certainly she has to be bodegas. That would indicate that the source of the raisa, that she must make a bedik. Now the child is, but she's pregnant. That exempt her from the chiyuv of making a bedik. Moshe says, "Lo, come a boy lay a libam and damad besoos the raisa, or the rabban. My, keep in the besoos the raisa, boy bediko, or dilmo keep in the domer musulokal boy bediko." What we learn is, you should know the Gemara already, that sure she needs a bedika b'mei vesta, b'yom vesta. But if there's a reason to be musulekes, reason to think, not so. Ramei omerim hoysav machba b'giyya shaz vesta v'lo botko. Then she's Jehovah. Why? Because of the circumstance. Shacharodah mesalekes es adomim. So you see from here, the only reason she's Jehovah is taimod the ikah charodah. Holeka charodah, there wouldn't be any extenuating circumstance. She would be tameya, right? Alma v'soz daraisa v'kivim d'ikah charodah d'ver mesulokin v'lo boy v'dikah. Hachaname de mamma soloke vlo boy bidika. So what is really here a unjustified comparison? Who is there that was able to evaluate that Charoda and Muberes is the same power to be Masalekes Sadomim? Why can't I say, no, Charoda Masalekes Domim, but Muberes not? I told you, the reality is that many women who are pregnant, the first month or two, Yom Vesta, they see a stain. I don't know any study was done on Charoda. Although, sadly, we have a lot of testimony from young women in the concentration camps that indeed they didn't experience their menstrual cycle during that period of time. But so maybe the Charoda is more powerful. So we need Bemis. I do it on for myself. That question, what is the basis for the machlokas? Whether besos or the raisa or the rabbanon, have real complicating issues. I said of chazokos, a chazoke. Or a rev is manu bo is the basis of Beset. A chazok of tahara, a cheskas tahara the woman has, is the reason why we don't assume unless she sees damnat. What do we say? No, maybe It could be Gisha Vlova Daito. Remember, to complicate the whole picture, we're talking about the Raisas here. So you have here an issue of Hagosho. How can you say there's Torah's the Raisa, and therefore the consequence is if Lo Bodka, but Lo Rosso, below Hagisha. So what if Lo Bodka? Then Acheskes Tahara should take effect. I saw Chazon Ish, which accentuates this question. Whatever happened with our classic rules? You have a Sofer, you're with Chazoka. It's Chazoka based on Hov, but you have a solution to the problem. Bodka, and she found Dam Tmeir. Lo Bodka, maybe it's a Sofik. You have a Sofik, fine. Sofik what? Maybe there was a Tipas Dam and she didn't find it. And she didn't see it. And since Lo Bodka, she didn't find it. Maybe so. So you have a Chazoka. She has a Cheskes Tahara. A Sofik is resolved by the Cheskes Tahara. Oh, no. We have another Chazoka. Chazoka Orer B'Zman Obo. They have a conflict with these two Chazokas. So some pass the Reis, some pass the Rabbanon, on what basis there? So I saw in the Chazon Ish, in the Hilchos Nidah, Yerodeya Pei, where he has the Simon Kotten Zion. Strange comment, but it tells you how complex this decision is, because you have the Cheskes Tahara and you have a Chazok Orer B'Zman Obo. So some of them, Achoinim, say, Chazok Orer B'Zman Obo, I don't want to be facetious, but I've invited people to my house and some of them don't show up. Chazok Orer B'Zman Obo. Go to a chasana and look how many cards are left on the table there. So people didn't show up. They called up. They said they're coming. They sent a card back. Listen to this language of the Chazon Ish. Man di yomar de rabbonon sovar. Quoting word for word, so don't blame me. Kivon shayomim chalukim b'machol u'b'mishte u'b'shinu ha'avir asher kol eile olalin l'shanos ezman harir lochein ein lo tzir miches kosa. Translate for you? You say to me that a chazoka orer b'zman obo. So comes the Chazon Ish with no one else says it. That's only if you give me what duplicate the exact conditions when the orer came. And since we can't do that, therefore the chazoka orer b'zman obo, according to Mandomo, says Chazoka that bestows the Rabbanon, isn't so powerful a Chazoka to undo the Cheskes Tahara. If you knew all the conditions that determine the onset of Nidus, we don't know that, he says. Right? And Mandomo says Chazoka that bestows the Raisa, so we know the conditions. He says, no, but it makes no difference. It's not based upon minor changes in climate, in diet. It overpowers all this, and it's a chazok. It's a machlokas in mitzius. It's an unhappy machlokas. We're arguing, does a change of weather, does a weather impact upon this man of Nidus? I quoted for you really to accentuate the dilemma on why is there such a machlokes. Remember, I told you the other day, based on what the Rashi said, what do you mean, Doraisa? Bestows of the Raisa. Where? So what did Rashi say? Remember? Halacha l'moshe misinai, de'orer b'zman obo. Back to Tezayin, right? Okay, as well, brother. Right? Look at the Rashi in Tezvo Madalov again. Doraisa. You have the place at the 5-6 lines from the bottom. Three people, you with us? Mr. Butler, you have a Gemara on your thing there?
Yeah.
Rashi too?
Yep.
Very nice. Okay, so look at Rashi and Doraisa.
It's a little frozen.
You have the Surah Sadaf there?
Yeah.
People so put them on PDFs online.
5-6 lines from the bottom.
Yeah. You get the sing-along.
Doraisa? So you got it? Halacha l'moshe misinai l'mazikini lo b'tumas sofik. That line of Rashi. Right. Takes away all questions. If you follow the Chazon, he said, you know, it's not really 100% true that Oreh b'zman obo. Why? I can't duplicate the conditions. Comes Rashi and says, you don't have to duplicate the conditions. I realize it's a suffix, not a badai. But the Torah said, but Allah, Moshe Rishin said, you treat it like a vaday. Demiri on the Talmud, right, disputes Rashi. He says, right, actually, he doesn't say, he quotes a source that says it, I don't know what he personally believed, that Ein zeh halacha l'moshe misinai, ela haposuk bizhartem. That's based upon the Tosfos. Look at the Tosfos, the last Tosfos on the Omer. Afilu gi'as man besta muteres, tema, hech muteres, v'amrinim b'shvuos, azor l'bnei Yisrael, sheyifushu min shoseim somuch l'bestan. That's a deraisa. V'zartem es b'nei Yisrael mitum osom, a posuk of the Torah. That's the reason why she's asura beyond Vesta. So how can you say it's the Rabbanon? And if Igiyah's man Vesta and below Botka she's Muteres, how can you do that? Yeshlomar, ain't a chanami. She's asura as the posik. But the case is, Sheshoa saw acha Vesta shiva yomim. She cholit v'lairi. Right? The Sophic Tvila Mosiyim and a Sophic Riroso. What are you saying? Ein Echanami. There's no heter for the husband to be with his wife. Somoch Levesta. She made a Bedika. Right? Fine. She didn't make a Bedika. He's, oh, too bad. She didn't make a Bedika. He's still Muteras. She didn't see any dam. She lo hergisha, so she would tell us the Bible. So you can't say that. There's a posting in the Torah on that. There's bezartem. Therefore, it must mean that what? 12 days have passed since Yom Vesit. Well, in time of the Gemara, 7 days have passed. 12 days have passed since Yom Vesit. Then you don't have to worry about to ask her. The whole shayla comes in, does he have to ask her or not? She hold either the suffix feel motzi, may they suffix also. Since it's possible she went trila, it's possible she did see, right? But she didn't see. Why is that suffix? One suffix better than the other suffix? It's suffix motzi, may they suffix also. Man doma special the raise, then a filu shosa kishirs man fila asura. Why? The badai rosa chashmin. So what do you have to do? In all shayla, you have to ask her. That's it. You have to ask her. Did you go to mikveh? Not go to mikveh. According to the whole machlokes, where the raise the rabbonon is whether you have to ask her or not. Not like everybody else learns. Not Tosus. That the shayla is she asura labayla or not? Period. He wants to sleep with her the morning after the vesit, the night after the vesit. Does he have to ask her anything? No. If it shows the rabbana, no problem. What I don't have an answer for you is, and it's a kasha on the Rambam in his Hakdoma to Mishnah Torah, where he has an assumption that somehow doesn't hold up, that on halacha l'moshe b'sinai there are no machlokas. That we know. Here you have the classic case, halacha l'moshe b'sinai machlokas. You remember Gemara Sumchus and Rabbanan. Chotzi Nezek for Tzuris, right? Is it the Reise, the Rabbanon, Zalach, or Rosh Mishina? So that Rambam is a troublesome Rambam. But what's troubling is, why is there Taka Machlokas is such a thing? You have a positive is Hartem. You have Rosh says, Zalach, or Rosh Mishina. Why should we have Machlokas out of it?
There's a
Pasuk. Sorry?
You don't need to say Zalach,
Rosh
Mishina by a Pasuk.
Again?
We usually say halacha l'moshe b'sinai by a pasuk.
No, two separate things.
Okay.
That the media protest.
Right.
The halacha l'moshe b'sinai. It's a pasuk. It's a halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Yeah. The Nodi Yehuda struggles with this problem, and although other Achoinim are not impressed, I must admit I am. It's the only pshat I understand. You have two chazokas, none of which give you a sense of ados. Listen carefully. The woman has a chazoka, a chesas tahara. We base much of previous pshat in the Gemara up to now on re-emphasizing this chazoka is a chesas chazoka asur lishtanos. It's not a top-notch chazoka. The chazoke of Orer Bezman Obo has a problem with it. That's the name of this big chidush. Go back to the origins, right? Lo Hirgisha. If you're so sure, why watch your Malkish? Orer Bezman Obo, you're trying to tell me a deraisa, right? It's a vados. That's the basis for Bestos the Reise. Because Oreb is Manobo. But why was she margish? So you had to tell me, but Shema, Hergisho, Balavadaito. She made a suffix already out of Avadai. Avadai is not already. That's the Rudy's approach. I damaged both Chazokas. I should go with the Chazoke of the Rebbe's Manobor. The Chazoke of Cheskes Tar of the Isha is a weakened Chazoke, a tainted Chazoke, because we know that it's a Chazoke that doesn't have any lasting power. No, normally Chazoke is a forever. Chazaka means the status quo will continue forever. Cheskas Bailus, Chazaka Koma Shetachzer Mareo Shalom is forever. I know you can change. I could sell it, right? I could give him a tonne, right? That doesn't change the fact that my Bailus is untainted. It's a full 100% Bailus. Not so the Chazaka of Cheskas Tav of the Isha. Cheskas Tav of the Isha is the Chazoka Shuril Ishtanos. That's the case. Vesto should be Doraise. And the way Yudah has it is the whole Machlokas, whether Vesto is Doraise Drabonon, depends upon how much credence do you give to the idea of Hergisha Vulava Daita. But if Hagosha, absence of agoshe and absence of dam is the same thing. Agoshe is as much a part of the deraisa of nida as the dam itself. Therefore, agoshe is critical for the chazoke that orer b'zman abor. You know, you define orer b'zman abor im agoshe. Suddenly, orer b'zman abor came without agoshe. Oh, but maybe she was bargish. Maybe you killed the chazoke. Yes, please be with the Noyde Ruda's analysis. Okay. That tainted the chazoke. Once you tell me, maybe it's not a chazoke already. It boils down to the machlokes whether Vesos the Raisa, Vesos the Rabbanon, is how much you believe that analysis. That Shema Hergisha Valava Daito. That our women, because they watch television and have a job and working and so on, cannot count on this kinesthetic sense to know what they feel. Okay, that brings us to the Gemara. Pick up Tezwa on the days where we're up to. No, actually, we didn't. I think we're at the very bottom of Tezwa on the hour we're up to. The last of the small lines. Amar Rav Huna, Lo Shonu Ela Shlogia Shazvesta. When can he come home from a trip and assume his wife is Tahora if it's not the day of the Vesa or the day the Vesa didn't come? Aval Higia Shazvesta Asura. When Asura? Unless she made a B'dika B'Shazvesta to determine whether she's a Nida or not. And therefore, if lo botko, she's asura labailo. Rabbi Babachon Amar, no, afil igiya shazvesta. What then? Shazvesta, she should make a bedikia. Nevertheless, nami muteres. Kosova vestos only the Rabbanon, and b'di'eved the Rabbanon didn't ask, one goes there. Now goes only the chatchila, not b'di'eved. Okay, again, you have the case in your mind. The man was away on a trip, he came home. Shaila is that v'choshesh or not. In those days, they didn't talk to each other. Why did you reach Shaila? Why can't he ask him? Okay. Rav Asher Masni Hochi. Amar Rav Huna, lo shono ela sheila beset liyomim. Only because it's a complicated beset. Right? It's a beset that we discuss in the morning here, ba'ones, a beset ones. What? Lo shono. When did we have the machlokes? Whether she's tameya, he must assume that she's tameya unless he asks. That's when she doesn't have a beset liyomim. I'm sorry. When he doesn't have to ask. Ain lo beset liyomim, doesn't have a beset that is on the calendar alone. Ela yesh lo beset liyomim ulekvitzos. The only time she sees dam on this day is if she goes jogging. Kivan de b'maisa talya milso, eima lo kovatz. Assume she didn't go jogging v'lo chazoi, she didn't become a dida. Aval, if she had a beset liyomim alone, the chazoka orer bezman obo asur al shamish kosova besoz daraisa. And Rabba Barav Chana Omar afilu yesh lo beset liyomim muteres kosova besoz darabonon. And the Rabbanon warned Goza. Remember, the whole issue here is whether he has to ask her or not. He comes home, finds her sleeping in bed, he can creep into bed with her. Here the Gemara really relates to what's what I've been saying under my breath, but it doesn't make sense. The whole shaila doesn't make sense. Ask her, what's the business? Omar Rav Shmuel Mishpeita Rav Yochanan Isha Sheyesh Lo Beset Bala Mechashev Yemei Vesta Ubo Leo. So that if he was on the trip, right, he knows when her beset is. He's been away for 7 days, right? So that now she could have gone to mikveh. Then we assume, vaday she did, you don't ask her. What's creeping in here is a concept of personal integrity. Not a cheskas tahara, but a cheskas kashrus sanay. Does the woman have a cheskas kashrus? That's what I'm talking. That she does things apito, does things apialocha, and can you depend upon that? That makes the sugya a little more difficult. Rav Shmuel bar Yevo le Rav Abba Omer Rav Yochanan afilu yelda de bezizah le mitzvah. Even if he has a child bride where she's obviously squeamish about going to the mikveh, does this principle hold also? That if what Bala can assume that she went to the mikveh, that she has that what, that integrity, give her that cheskas kashrus. Not a chesed tara, but a chesed kasher, is that she does things up here aloche. Amalei otu vadei rosa miyoma. Amalei otu vadei rosa miyoma, Rabbi Yochanan. Hey, madama Rabbi Yochanan, sofik rosa, sofik lo rosa. In dem Shlomo Rosso, Eima Tovlo. Aber Badai Rosso, Meyema de Tovlo. Aber Sofik Vu Badai, Ein Sofik Motsi Midei Badai. Okay. So how do, now, what does Rababa answer? That the body was or not? In other words, similar to the tellers before, that we're talking about Leomim ulekvitza. There's no vados that this Orer Bismano Bor came. But if there's a vadai, not a suffix, most say about a vadai rosa or not. How do they answer the question I asked about a yalda bezir, a child bride, where she's embarrassed to go? What about there? Same thing. If you know that she became a nida, you have to worry about it. But if you don't know she became a nida, suffix, you don't have to worry about it. Now we switched off from the cheskas taharo, a cheskas of your reb not a bar, to a cheskas kashrus of an individual. Do you assume the individual did what he's supposed to do up here, aloha? Therefore, the Gemara now compares it to the famous sugi of Chovu Shemes. In fact, the Gemara below, what do you say that a badai horso? Meaning, if there's a badai isu, you can't assume that the individual did what was necessary to undo the isu. Because ain't suffering motzi levadai, was sanya chovir shemes, a Talmud Chochem died, viniach migura malaya peros, atilu heim b'nei yomon, even though they were picked that day. So there is their Badai Tevil, Badai Chayeh B'maisel, Hareyen B'chesed B'sukonim. You can go ahead and take one of these figs and eat it under the assumption that he surely went ahead and gave Maisel. Bohocho Vadai Tevel Sofik Mauso Sofik Enamuso because is Sofik or Mosim De Vadai. In other words, as I have to learn Pshat, the Cheskas Kashos of the individual is also Mavara Sveikos. But the Gemara, Hosom Vadayu Vadayu. Kid Rav Chanina Chuzo Damarvin Chuzoi. The example you gave me was a Chover Shemes. Some individual doesn't have such a Cheskas Kashrus that he can break a chazokah. But a chover, yes. Chazokah al chover she'ina motzi mitach zod adoro she'ina mesukan. The boy is Ema. There was never a Vadai here. Just like he answered by Vestos, the Yomim Ulukfitzos, there's no Vadai because it's dependent upon something else. Likewise here, there's no Vadai Maisa because something could have happened that doesn't allow the Chazoka to be in effect. Just that we said before, Sofik Yomim Ulukfitzos, then the suffix on the yomim, a chazok or erev zman abroad, doesn't apply because we don't know whether the other condition was met, the condition of kvitzos, that she was jogging. Here too, there's a suffix whether the condition of iso was met. What's the condition of iso? Vadai tevel. There's no such thing as vadai tevel. Iboy seimo, suffix was suffix who. It's a suffix tevel. Why? Kid Raboshia. Yom Raboshia. Marim Odom Altuoso. Umachnisa Bemochelo. Kidei Shidei Bemto Ocheles. Uptur Menamaisa. How you and Dini Maisa. Dini Maisa, there are three conditions that have to be met to be Chayev Maisa Daraisa. Number one, Hegdilu Shlish has to grow one third of his growth in the hands of a Yisrael, that's Bechuyah B'maisel, not the hands of a goy. Number two, it has to be Gmar Malocha, Meiruach, the last stage of preparing the kernels has to occur. What's the last stage? Meiruach. Does anyone not know what that is? Go to my old Rebbe, he'll tell you. Vinshovlin is Vinshovlin. What's wind shoveling? You wait for a strong wind and you stand on a little hillock and you toss the grain up in the air and the wind carries off the chaff, that little fine thing that's running around. Nowadays it's done with a rotor, with a blower. Right? I remember the first time I was there to soil. I went up to Penetra, to the town that was been captured in the Six-Day War, and there was a lady on the road they're a Druze community, wind shoveling, big flat wooden shovel, filled it up with grain and threw it up to the other side of her. You've seen it?
I've done it.
Huh?
I've done it.
Okay.
Do it. Chelsea Pierce. They have everything.
What's the third thing, third requirement in Maisa? Rias Pnei Abayis. Okay? The Gemara complains. Nowadays, we're not like the Chassidim over Shonim. They used to be taken in derech the Pesach Kdei Lechaibo B'maisa. And nowadays, we do a derech Gagin, we climb up to the roof, we lower on the roof. So it shouldn't be Roa de Prei Habayis. It has to go through the main gateway. Or somehow go from one guy's roof to the other guy's roof, and you avoid the Chi of Maisa. What's the big deal? The big deal is 10% of your produce. That may be your market, your marginal profit. Right? Big thing, Maisa, not to have to give Maisa. Right? It's legal. It's not nice, but it's legal. The suffix whether these fruits were vaday maisa, and therefore you want to prove to me that cheskas kashrus of the man is even motzi midei vaday maisa. No raya. The boy seimos suffix with suffixu. Suffolk whether he gave Maisa, but suffolk whether it needs Maisa. Uke Raboshio, the other Raboshio, Marim Oda Maltuoso. Someone can make a kunz Marim, right? a cunning act. Umachnisa Bemochalo, and he doesn't finish. So there's no what? No gemar malocha, he brings it in with the shaft. Pidei shtei behemto achelis, and then peturim and a maisa. Okay, another halacha maisa that you should know. I'm sure you do. Okay. That maisa, a tour before it is finished, you're allowed to eat ahoy. A snack, take a piece and put it in your mouth is okay. Once it's nigma malachto, ahoy is also. Behema is always called ahoy. Animal feed is ahoy. Therefore, it's a big thing. If I grew grain to feed my animals in the winter time, right? I don't have to give away 10%. That's a big gain. That's the haroma. Why do they do it? For themselves to eat. Not so, because the Rabbanon came and put an Isu on Achilas Haroi. Midraise Mutuk, Rabbanon, but on Behemanat, look at Rashi. Suffolk to Suffolk. You got the Rashi? Kihecha de Mesapkolon imasli lo, just like you have a Suffolk, did he give Maisa, didn't he give Maisa? Maybe it's not tevil. V'lo ischaya b'maisa. Dema k'raboshia. Ailel machnisa b'mochalo. He takes it in when the shaft is still on it. Dein tevil mischaya b'maisa. Ela b'riyas p'nei abayis. K'shiro es ha-pesach. V'kivin de b'shas riyas p'nei abayis. So nigmo malachto. So even though I'll take it in the regular way, but I haven't fulfilled that other requirement for myself, namely, Gemar Malocha, Lo Nimar Lachto, Su Lo Machaivi, Afa Pishu Dosha Umemarcha, even though he completes the agricultural process, the Acha Shechenisa, right? Midi Dahavi, no different than the other case of Haroma that I mentioned to you, Amachnes Peros, Zeregaga, Kervifu Levayas. Even though it's after Gemar Malocha, time alone of Turm and a Maisa, Hovel over Osas of Pesach. So you have what? You have two requirements. Either one takes away the Vadai. Either one could be. Either what? He took it into the house. There's Gris Pnei Abayis, but not Gemar Malocha. Or there's Gemar Malocha and no Gris Pnei Abayis. Continue the Rashi, and just so that you people refresh your memory a little bit on Hilchos Maaser. Meiri Bona Hamikdash, and you have to be more careful, though nowadays you have to be careful also in Eretz Yisrael. If you're not eating in a restaurant, Mahadrin, you have to worry about Maaser. It's a big reason not to give Maisa. 10%. That's a big profit margin. That's why he's made from the animal. Why about the man eating ahoy? And then the animal can eat. Why? Because the Rabbanon stepped in. The Rabbanon goes to Alachilas Keva. I feel a bit of a shonigma malachto. Avo macho behema, keva shalom is called ahoy. Right? Keva shalom, ahoy choshelo. The samsel peya, macho behemto, lovus of chayas, achi imorech, hilko kokamed lo cholole, shem tevel doraisa, macho behemto. Voche kivin yikel mema di overlu kravosha, right? Then mutorin li odam, til gabe isu ed rabbonan mahana cheskas chover. And it turns out that all the worst you can deal with here is an Isur Rabbanan. Because the Daraisa was not fulfilled. Either it was Miruach, or it was the Rias Pnei Abayis. Or what then? The Rabbanan went ahead and Asad on the man, not on the behemoth. Right? The Mele, now the man can eat also. A person can eat. But what might have been tevel, but because of the chazok al chover, sheni the lashing word is chazok al chover sheni motzim dachashod odo veinam mesukon. As min harayim becheskas mesukon. That's the chazok that Gemara Pesachim calls chazok al chover sheni motzim dachashod odo veinam mesukon. This is what caught the fancy of the Gemara. Our whole sugi up to now was playing around with Badai Zofik. Chazok Yecheskas, Orab Manabor, Chazok Cheskas Tahara, etc. And that's what you're dealing with here too. The Truah had a Cheskas Isu. Right? It grew before giving Maisa, it's a Cheskas Isu. And here you want to get rid of the Cheskas Isur with another Chazokah. A Chazokah that counters it, a Chazokah of Al Chover. You know, it's the same thing we've been doing in our Sugya. A Chazokah of Rebbe's Manobo, right? A Cheskas Tara of the Isha. Now we threw in a Cheskas Kashrus, an individual, that he does what's supposed to be. Therefore, the Gemara continues. Is it so? You gave me an example where it may not be 100% Vadai. It could be only 90% Vadai. Because there could have been something planned by this Chover to avoid the Isur Daraisa. Therefore, I'm left yet with the general klal, Ein Sofik Motzi Midei Vadai. It does a Vadai Isur, Sofik. That the Isa was dispelled, the Sofik is not Motzi Midei Vadai. Who said so? Thank the Gemara, not who said so really, but under what conditions? Maybe there are conditions where Sofik is Motzi Midei Vadai. another case. Wasanya Maseh b'shevchoso shomesek echad b'rimon sheitila nefelavo. Famous case of the Kohen Amoritz. Obo Kohen behetzes bo leida im zochorim nekeva. Okay. A shifra had a stillbirth as early abortion. Right. Obo maise lefei chachomim. Then this Kohen came to ask a shayla on himself. He had to add to the story. She threw this nafel into a grave. But now there was a suffix in her mind, was it a boy or a girl? She never checked. If it's a boy, she's 7 days and then has 33 days of tahara. If it's a girl, it's 14 days, right, and 66 days. Right. Look at Rashi. So she went to the Kohen to ask a shayla. As Sosa will point out, she went to the wrong fellow because he's an Amoritz. That happens today also. Pick up the Rashi. He wanted to determine im zochohu. Look at Rashi. Kohen chocham hoya. He's a Talmud chocham. Umoro horos. Umiskavein laholos lo yimei tuma v'tala. Right? He had to go check whether the boy or girl to tell her whether it's tamei 7 days or 14 days, whether dam toa will last for 66 days or only for 33 days. Inami, or why Rashi has to tell this one, I don't know. Shegova etzlo. They live together in a house. Vinogaz betchumoso, rosil izom emenel koli meitumoso. Yesh omrim, why Rashi does this, I don't know. All these halachas are relevant to know what the zocha lekeva. Yesh omrim, leidai mosa izman havos kabono. Right? The Chochem the Kohen Chochem wanted to know, right? Im yer b'mishmarto, im lav, right? To know whether he became tomei, not by touching her, by he touching him, to know whether he can perform the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash if it's his turn, if it's his mishmor is called. Rosvirli the Bishwil Tol Ola Achas Lakula Mishmora Lo Ail Aikoin Nafshe Lohochi. Can't believe that he says that a Kohen would make this effort, right? Because the last one, she has no penalty for not bringing a korban. Remember the Gemara, was it Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan threatened that he would paskin that a woman brings only one korban for many births, the kamalados. Why? Because the price of pigeons quadrupled. Well, it was once a dinner became a seller because they were gouging, they were price gouging. So he threatened, he says, that he would reduce the demand by passing, like John Dumbo says, that one korban can cover many ladles. What's the problem? What's this Kohen's problem? He came to the people. He came to the his poskim to answer. What was his problem? They threw the nafil into a bowl, right? And he leaned over to look at the bowl. So if it was a 40-day nafil, has a loch of tumas mes, and he was mile ala mes. So too much of a chokham he wasn't, as he says. The gam rosh rishon in here, the chokham who, right? It says the chokham came to klum, who bore la'al, v'alavor alav, the tumas mes. Ella, he was a kohen amoritz. Rashi is obviously citing other pshatim that people gave for this gemara. No, he's a kohen amoritz. Kotan. Or maybe he was a child, which is also isha lahatzel v'liros. This woman had just given birth; she wasn't in condition to go out and look. There, so she remembered it's important to know whether it's a boy or a girl. She sent out a little boy to check whether this nafil was a boy or a girl. Again, Rashi seems to be preoccupied with minutiae here. I mean, how did the case develop? If he's a kohen who paskin shailis, he should have known that's also al alames. Obviously, the kohen amoretz. Or you say he was a kotel. Now, what are the sfeikas here? There was vaday and nafil. There's no suffix. There was vaday and nafil, right? And the nafil was vaday 40 days old. The gestation was at least 40 days gestation. So vaday that he became tummy. Whether it's a zohar on the caver, it doesn't affect whether he becomes tummy or not, being mal alames. No, the case is different. It was a pit out in the area where there are wild animals. There are ferrets, squirrels, various. But basically, ferrets was the animal that they worried about. When he asked the shayla for the chachomim, they said yo toho. Because the ferrets, raccoons, there who are attracted immediately, these are scavengers, and they would have dragged away anything that was edible that they threw it. Vahocho, Vadai Hitila Nafil. That she knows, that's a Vadai. And therefore, a Nafil, if it's more than 40 days, is Metame Kemes. Sofet Giruah, Sofet Lo Giruah. What's the Shaila? Did the animals take it away or not? Because Sofet Kemosimi De Vadai. He is a vaday tumas mes, a vaday that he leaned over. The only shaila is, if in that interval of time that she dropped it, and now that he's looking, he didn't see it, obviously. Right? You assume that it was dragged away.
So he ultimately failed to tell her.
I'm sorry?
So he ultimately failed to tell her if it was male or female because he didn't find it?
Question is, when he didn't find it. Okay? Obviously, and they looked later, right? Later they didn't find it. The shayla is, was it there when he leaned over or not? Obviously, he couldn't see much when he leaned over. It had to be either a deep pit or it was dark. That's how the suffix developed, right? Was there a mess there? Was there a matame there? Since he did a badai, he leaned over. Badai, there was a mess there. Suffolk, whether it go who or not. And for the Gemara, no, we'll change the case a little bit. Ela emo kemin nefil. Right? We don't know whether it was a nefil or not. Marev, when nefil or not? Whether it was a 40-day gestation or earlier. Earlier is not metame. What do you mean? But you said zochan the keva, that's after 40 days. You can't detect the sex of the child until after 40 days. So how can you say that it was a suffix, that there was a nafil shemitama? Yeah, that was a vadish too, an aborted sin. But we don't know at what stage of gestation it was. If it's a suffix, it's a suffix where there was a nafil there, right? And something that's called a nafil there. And a suffix, gavua, that's why he was. They were Matthias the Kohen. There was no badai at all. There was no badai tumor at all, because a nafil less than 40 days is not matamit. Take the Gemara, but you said that she called him to check whether Zohar and the Keva. So obviously it had to be 40 days. Well, in Zohar and the Keva Katani. So no Hoche Kamach. That's just a short version of the story. Here's the full version. First of all, he had to check whether there's a Tzuras Odom. That occurs at day 40. In Tim Salama, Nefili Pila, and if you tell me, yes, there was a Nefil, then I want to know, it was Zochem Nikeva. Therefore, there was a suffix where there's anything there at all. Maybe called Ruach Pila. And I gave you out, I handed out on the mole, right? A woman who had not a live pregnancy, but a mole. Or you can say natural law makes a vadai. By natural law, these scavengers, they can spot or smell food miles away. Therefore, vadai is not a suffix whether the animals would have come and dragged it away. It's an area where these animals are. They've seen the animals there before, right? Then Vadai and certainly they took it away. That's a natural law said that this was dragged away by those animals. This was a little digression from the basic shaila of Estos the Raisa the Rabbonon. If Estos the Raisa, then he must ask his wife first. If Estos the Rabbonon, he doesn't have to ask. He can assume that everything is okay. If Estos the Rabbonon, then Hacheskas Tahara is the Daman Talachi, the Saiso in this case. Boiminei Me'av Nachman. Now this is the Iko Sugya. If anyone quotes a Sugya, the souls of Isa Rabbanan, they don't refer to Daftes that we had, but refer here to Daftes Zayin. Boiminei Me'av Nachman, the souls of Isa Rabbanan. The Gemara gives the same thing we give on Daf Tes, right? Amala, amalu, min amar Rav Huna, chavre mishpeid Rav Isha shesh avese, vigiye shas vese lobotko, then lebsof rosa, hosheshes levese vachoshese riosa, amal vese ozda raise, nu raye. She has a Vesek Kavua. And she's Bodek, Bodekas Hasmo, and she finds Dam. Right? Then she's Mitamei Limitfora. Look at Rashi. Hosheshes Levesa, Hosheshes the Riosa. In his man Vesa, Koidim Meisa, Eisha Riosa. Right? Mitamin and Taros. The Vesta, right? Dilma b'zmano bo, v'im me'esa esha riyosa koydim l'Vesta. She saw 24 hours before she should have seen. The lo shosa mishas Vesta ad riyosa me'esa es, azlin b'osa riyya utmeya me'esa es. It's al kadaitach. Bosar riyah utmeya meisreis. Because al kadaitach, who is the name? In botka motzah tahora. Hosheshes Sylvester, right? Bo de nokad rosam shum de boi lemeima v'hosheshes de riyosa. What's the harm in Rashi said? That even if she's bodekes with Imsa Tahoro, we're still worried about the Vesta. Maybe she didn't find it. Didn't find the Tipus Dam Kecharadim. Take the case again. Back it was a lot of the Gemara. What Rab said: Ishu shesh shavesta v'giyish as vesta v'lo botka ulem sof rosa. Right? Then choseshes the vesta v'choseshes the riosa. Then we assume that on the yom vesta she saw, and then she whatever she touched she's betamei then, and of course now she's choseshes. Liriosa, when she saw, certainly. That's not Choseshes Liriosa, that's Riosa. She used the word Choseshes because of the previous use of the word Choseshes Levesta. Choseshes Levesta when she didn't see, but Choseshes Liriosa when she did see. Almon must be, because Vesto said the Raisa. It only complicates the picture a little bit of Rosso. But the key is, we're Matame Taharos from the time our Vesta, even low Rosso. Right? But what low Botko? You have to keep the case clear in your mind. It was a Giersman Vesta of a low Botko. Right? And then she became a Nida. The Shail is. More sveikos, and that's why the Losh of Rashi is so meaningful. Halacha Moshe Misinai, that we ask of the sveikos. What ham? You went ahead. You made a suffix now. The suffix is a greater suffix. Why? Because a day later she saw. Since a day later she saw, that would sort of add credence to the fact that at the Yom Vesta she didn't see. She saw a day later. She didn't see it all. That was easy. That's the previous case we had. Didn't see it all, right? She's Tameya because the soul is the Reiser. We assume there was a Tipus Gam Kechadl and she didn't find it. But yet she became a Nida a day or two later. Nevertheless, we asked her on Yom Vesta as well. It's a Chariah. The soul is the Reiser. The soul is the Reiser, even though you have a Shikl Chariah. That the guest changed his mind when he's coming. Nevertheless, that chazoka was not broken three times, therefore the chazoka holds. Iked Amri, next machlok is by Sosa Reis of Rabbonon. Iked Amri, Hoche Komali, Time of the Rosa. Holo Rosa, Ein Choshishin, Alma by Sosa Rabbonon. Why need Rosa for? If you all by Sosa Reis, as soon as she passed the day of the Vesak below Rosa, she's Tamei already. The Rosa didn't add anything to it. She's already Tamei of. Because lo botko. Alma. I'm sorry. Igdami ho kocha kamale. Taima de rosa, holo rosa, ein choshishin. Alma vesos de rabbonon. Itmo. And we'll review this again. Tomorrow, it will each or she shall vest the gears as vest of low vodka, will be so vodka, Amara vodka, umoto, tomato, tahora, tahora. That's the way we paskin today. That what? That if she was bodek, she bodekes, even, we paskin even at a later time. 2-3 days later, we say she should make a bedikah. The bedikah doesn't say anything about the yom veset. What happened 2 days ago? Maybe then that would have been done. That's because since we hold, we're passing the souls of the rabbanon. Therefore, we're not machmir. What do we say? Since lo rosa v'lo regisha, then she was not a neder. That's if we hold the souls of the rabbanon. If you hold the souls of the reisa. Then she'd be Asura, of course. Right? And I said, Oh, my Rav, Vodka or Motso Tamea. When she's Bodekas, she finds Dam, she's Tamea. Right? Then Tahora, if she finds it Tahora, then she's Tahora. Shmuel Amar, Afilu Vodka or Motso Tahora, Nama Tamea. Mipnei Shorea Bismanabo. That would be the best case scenario. That's the machlokas, whether bestows the raisa, bestows the rabbana. Lema bestows kamifligi, masov the raisa, therefore she's tamei, masov the rabbana, she's tohora. Amarab zera, the kul alma bestows the raisa. Bakan shebot kaasmo kishir veset, kan shebot kaasmo kishir veset. A new svara. Right. What's the shir veset? I don't remember. We had a lotion. Shir Veset is the owner of the Veset. Okay. Nachman Bar Yitzchok finishes off. Vestos Gufi Komifigi. Masova Vestos the Reise. Masova Sos the Rabbanon. Omar Rav Sheshes, Kitanoi. Let's scribble down. You have Rabbi Eliezer held Vesos the Reise and she's Tabea. Rab Meir held that way. And Rabbi Yeshua and the Rabbonon hold as the Rabbonon. Paskin, almost all the Rishonim Paskin the Rabbonon, the Vesos of the Rabbonon. Okay, we'll review this last piece tomorrow, Mr. Shem, And if you get a chance, try to understand the consequence of the end of the Omid, Moko Bakomo Tomei, that the uterus is a source of tumor in its own right, and any blood coming from the uterus is Metame Dine Tumor, not Dine Nido. Metame Dine Tumor meaning Tumas Yom Echad. A different concept. That even Dam Mako coming from the uterus is Dam Tomei, not Dam Nido. Dam Mako is not Dam Nido, but it's Dam Tomei. And therefore, she's Tameya for Yom Echad Legabi Taharos. That's the next little piece of the sugi here. Okay.